Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gathering packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the red seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decibel. And commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades, taste the pain in the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal of salted wounds. But all they see are walking dead, and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent. Even misery loves enough to to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing, are we not more than misery?
Replace. I'm upstairs where y'all scared to leave the base. No fear, close your eyes and just imagine all your dreams coming true, and you can have it.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud love, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue, cloud love, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood.
I'm hoping y'all escape all the hard times. As-salamu alaykum, hallelujah, close to God time. Yell to the universe, I'm away. Get your own on, namaste. This a hanging out on a Saturday. When you feel it down, it takes the sad away. You're so at peace, so in tune. You got that warm feeling like you're so in tune. And it's an August rush, the adrenaline. Like spikes and I'm all up in the cinnamon. And I put it in everything I bake with. And I be eating good, don't it make sense? I see your eyes smiling, I feel your heartbeat. This is food for your soul, you start eating. Get your belly full, that's what Nana say. Bless the meal, like when Granny prays.
Sunshine, sky blue, cloud love, feeling good. We all smile, in the birds, in the country, in the hood. Sunshine, sky blue, cloud love, feeling good. We all smile,
all smiling,
in the birds,
in the birds,
in the country,
in the hood.
Of an ocean. Tell myself slow down life and just coast it. World leave you out in the dry, you can't soak it. Mood to be black, not talking about the poet. Killing shit and I know it. Seen an interview with Farrakhan at once quoted. But to live fearless, so excuse if I'm wide open. Vision is the promised land, race to be confident. Not a rapper, guess you can call me a black communist. World full of hatred, but I still wear a smile. Know my gift can puzzle people by being so versatile. Breathing so I'm proud. Remember Papa saying it's 24, it was stores, seeing colors not allowed. Back why I'm so consistent, so parting out the ambition. Just living my dream, so hopefully you can get it. This one for my people, I know that you're gonna feel it. No paparazzi allowed to the artist when I exhibit.
Sunshine,
I want to ride on the cloud. I want to see heaven at its best. I want to see Jesus. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to smile at the angels. I want to hear the music playing every day, not just on a Sunday. I want to see no more rainy days, no sorrow, no killing. I just want to continue to be life at its stealing, stealing for the words of the skies of prosperity. Turning evil into good and let good stay good. Learning my strength for all that it is and what it can be. What it could is what it is. That's why I stand tall and smile. Don't need no fans. I'm my number one fan. I understand that I'm doing this, me and Jesus. He's pushing me to the words of prosperity. Keeping my mind great. Keeping me stead on the best things of life. Not those things coming up strife. With my strength, I understand that my life is worthwhile living. There, here, I'm stealing the words from the atmosphere and I'm putting them into play so you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you can live another day. Truth.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need. Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I add you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your coupling. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. you home, let me hold you in my arms. I just wanna take the stress away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep the ties to keep my figure right. Keep my hair fixed in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder. I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Sorry about the technical difficulties we had earlier with the sound, but we are back live in effect. And I'm actually going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines tonight. And for anybody who wants to spit some poetry, you want to sing, whatever it is that you want to do, you just ask things to be positive. And other than that, free fall, do your thing. So also for anybody, if you have a business, we're all about support, so let us know what you have going on so we can actually spread the word as well. And I do want to spread a big word. On November 24th, Illusions Open Mic, we'll be having a dynamic show. You don't want to miss the show. This show will be featuring Moody Black, who is a humble celebrity artist who will be in the building all the way from South Carolina, from Spartanburg, South Carolina. So please come and check him out. The doors open at 8 o'clock. The show starts 8:30, so 11 p.m. And this is the last feature for the end of 2018. The next event will be our Christmas ball, and that's December 15th. Love you guys to be there as well. So don't forget, put it in your calendar. Thanksgiving weekend, we are doing it up. And also, Class of the 90s, my cousin is having a Class of the 90s event. We do a back-to-back event. You guys got to come out and check that out. That if you want to listen to some 90s music, you want to get your dance on, you want to chill, or just get dressed up and enjoy a night of fun, some good, clean fun, please come out to the Class of the 90s. I'll be giving you more information about that event. And also, on the same night of Illusions, there will be an event hosted by DJ Ski Money, DJ Cleave, and a lot of different artists who will be at the Arts Council as well. So we are supporting one another. I want to put their event out as well. And my event will be from 8 to 11 p.m. Their event will start from 10 to 2 at the Arts Council. Love to have you guys. And so the next young lady I want to call on the mic tonight, we got Miss Nikki in the building. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
Going great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. How's your week going?
It's actually going great. I can't complain.
That's good. I shall not either. It's going pretty good. I mean, it's, you could tell outside that the temperature is starting to change. It's no longer fall for me. It feels like winter already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the way in California?
Oh, girl, yeah. The leaves haven't started falling yet, but my bones are telling me it's wintertime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold.
That's hilarious. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, loud and clear. Loud and clear now. Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. Whew. So,
what you got for us tonight?
I have On a Mission.
No, shoot, no. Let me get out of here.
Yeah, it's brief and to the point, but, you know, I'm on a mission. Yeah. And here goes. Take a moment and sit on back and listen. See, what I'm about to share is about me on a mission. You see, some years back, I was a woman under attack. Not from bodily harm, but from a spirit with little to no tact. It woke me up, it put me to bed. And when times got tough, I sometimes wished I was even dead. As time moved on, I started praying more. And lo and behold, my soul was fed. God spoke to me. I never forget. The words, my child, I'm not done with you yet. So I jumped up and I ran like no other. For as you see, I also had a praying mother and grandmother. They prayed day in and day out. When you think about all his goodness, you can't help but shout. So I'm on a mission to sort it all out. So when you find yourself in a jam, just close your eyes and say amen. Oh, yeah, the devil thought he had me. But it took me knowing God just for me to see. I lift myself when things get rough for me. But God whispers and says to me, "Don't quit. Keep pressing. For when I fall, he's always there to carry me. I'm on a mission." That's it.
That's beautiful, lady.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You better keep rocking. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And you are definitely on a mission. We got to keep your life.
Girl, I do. I need to give my life. Gotta get it.
Yeah, we all do. I had to sing it because I know I ain't done it in a minute.
Yeah. And, you know, me talking, I actually had a conversation with my dad the other day, and, you know, my dad was just enlightening me about a few things that, you know, I pretty much forgot about. And, you know, even though it's been 18 years since my mom been gone and 11 years since my stepmom has been gone, so it's like the women that's in my, you know, that was in my life, they're pretty much gone. So, you know, talking to your dad ain't nothing like talking to your mama, you know, another woman.
Right.
So when I come at him with things, it's like, you know, he give me the daddy version. Over, you know, just a male's point of view. And, you know, I have to take in perspective of what he says and, you know, take it with a grain of salt because, of course, that's dad. So, you know, but just talking to him made me feel better about a whole lot of things. And I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission.
And spin it, white girl.
Yep, I'm on a mission. Yeah.
Please stay on the line.
Huh?
Please stay on the line. I said, please stay on the line. We actually got another round coming.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. Everybody, that's Miss Nikki from Los Angeles in the building. We appreciate having you, and thank you for having my back, lady. All right, we got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got DMX. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
What's up, China? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I've been working on some stuff, China. And you know me, I was the preacher and the dope fiend. You know, that's my thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working. And,
oh, yeah.
But I got something. I might read it the second round. Last week I talked about the preacher, well, which is really the dope fiend. Now, I remember he was, this week is it's the preacher, where the dope fiend, which is actually blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he got it. That's going to be the second round. But this first round, I'm going to give you the heavenly nursery rhyme that I wrote about a year ago. Here we go.
Okay.
So we was told that Mary had a little lamb, but in reality, it was a little boy. And we discovered that he was the Son of God, and all of our sins he died for. And everywhere that Jesus went, his 12 homies were sure to go, because he stood for righteousness, and he always just let it show. Well, one day, while they was close to town, Jesus, he got an emergency call. So one of his servants named Humpty Dumpty, he had slipped and fell off a wall. So all of the king's horses and all of the king's men, they came through and they did their very best. But it wasn't working, but he wasn't even worried, because he knew that Jesus could handle the rest. And Jesus went through and did his thing, just like Humpty knew that he would do. But as they was leaving town, Jesus turned around. He went to see the old lady in the shoe. And as he approached, he saw all those kids. And one went to get her as he waited. And as he looked around at what she was dealing with, he could see why she was so frustrated. And as soon as she returned, Jesus took her by hand. Then he led her into a short, interesting prayer, telling her first to continue to do God's will. And pretty soon, Mr. Wright, he will be there. And the old lady had faith. No, she wasn't weak. It was stronger than a mustard seed. And Jesus knew that she would stay on track. He told the bulls it was time for them to leave. Now, they still got a nice little journey, another 2 days at least to get to the top of the hill. And just as they approached the crest of that mountain is where they ran into Jack and Jill. See, Jack and Jill was on their mission. You know, they was going to fetch their pail of water. But it wasn't their choice. See, Jack was a stubborn little boy, but out of respect, he was just following his father's orders. So his dad was sick. See, his dad was sick, and things had to be done. And not everything fell on him because he was the oldest son. But Dad had taught him well, and it was just up to him to listen. So out of respect for his father, he gratefully took on that mission. So while they retrieved their water, Jack shared his story. And Jesus was somewhat impressed. And then he told Jack to continue to follow his father's legacy, and for sure, he would be blessed. Now, Jack and Jill, they headed home with a smile just from doing their daily chores. And even though Jack was stubborn, his father had put enough in him to make sure he followed all of God's orders. And I told you these stories about the love of Christ, and I'm doing the best that I can. He'll make you happy, and you know it, and your face will surely show it. So if you're happy and you know it, just clap your hands. And that's that, y'all.
Wow.
You remember that?
Like, you blew my mind the way you took that.
Well,
and I was like, honey, Donnie, what? Jack and Jill? Huh?
Everybody.
Okay, I see for you taking me. Did you say for the homies instead of for the disciples?
Yeah, I mean, they were his homies. They just called us disciples. They were his buddies. Hey, you know, then one of the boys, which one of the boys cut somebody's ear off when they tried it, when they were getting ready to take Peter? Yeah, you remember Peter? He cut the boy ear off when they were getting ready to take Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus wanted to tell him to kill. Peter's getting ready to, that was his homie.
I really like that storyline, man. You need to do that in Bible study. Trying to tell you. It gives people something to think about, because, you know, especially when you have the self-righteous, you can take that and do some twists and turns with that and begin to think outside the box. Yeah. Man, that was dope, man.
Like,
you're a great storyteller. I cannot wait for you to just do your thing.
It's going to come. It's going to come. It's coming. I know it's coming. All right, so, yo, do your show, China. I'll be right here, baby girl. And we're going to see what the teacher and the dope fiend talking about on the next round.
All right, I got you.
All right.
All right, everybody. That was Carlos. I call him DMX of Poetry. He is an awesome storyteller. We're about to go ahead and slide into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. So let's get it.
Yo. Yo. Testing. Mic check. Test. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo, this ain't gone. Yo.
Gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man, somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speaking loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stop, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on a new deal. I'm loving life. Say it twice, but I need a will to put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again, a mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
Ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
Do. The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is this thing on mic check?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Don't hear me, yo, mic check.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC. R-A-P.
Rap.
H-I-P.
Yeah.
H-O-P.
Ha.
Ill will. Yeah, that's me.
Spell it out.
So they can see it but never believe it. Blaming on the service, not a message they never receive it. Way over there, cause my voice ain't strong enough.
I come to you, but it's caught and long enough.
Turn me up another notch, please. Not kind of cock B. The other way, please stop G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around, everybody wave your hands and move in the crowd. Moving the crowd, moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd.
Hey,
they ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is staying on, man. I must be whispering. Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Hear me,
if they ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two.
I'm just trying to get my shine on.
Ill Nation, but they don't hear me though.
If you don't learn one thing, please learn this.
Learn some.
Ill with the illest and I run this.
Run some.
Talking about the path that I'm going on in my three stripes, rapping hard.
Yeah, I'm going
one,
strong.
Two, three.
Some people do it for the lights, where you like that.
You like
some
that.
People knock it out the park, bring it right back. I don't compete like that. See, I got something to say. I grab the mic and give mic check.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video.
One, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two.
They don't hear me, yo. Mic check. One, two.
We were born in 73, fraternal. We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tune, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay, as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving. Allowed sacrifices even if it cost her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it. Said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces, parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop the trap hop, need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind, music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis, as they use genres of music to be infused. Still can't get this tainted verbiage lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics. Auto-tune with no purity of the voice anymore. Becoming real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Leave the lights on, she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead the life so she'll find her way back home.
Poets that go place to place and not make a penny, but hoping someone will give them one for their thoughts, cause thoughts are all that poets have to give. So you hope that someone would at least give you something, especially after the landlord gave you an eviction notice. So after stressing, you flip that piece of paper over, scribble some lines, and 9 times out of 10 you keep it. Because you have to deal with both sides of that paper now. One side of that paper is a date where you gotta have all your stuff out of that house. But on the other side is a poem. Not just any poem, but a poem that becomes the soundtrack to your sanity. Instead of having a nervous breakdown, you broke down your struggles with a pen and set your sadness and sorrows with a stanza or a sonnet in hopes to make tomorrow a better day. Some say you gotta pray, cause having that stress can prey on your soul. So pour out your soul to a soul that will listen. Go on place to place, empty out your soul, and sometimes leave with empty pockets. But you wouldn't trade in that therapy session that some people call reciting a poem for anything in that moment. It's priceless. This is for the people that don't know that they are poets. And at some point in English class, you flip past the poetry section to section yourself away to say that poetry ain't for me, or poetry's boring. Those never seen themselves soaring in the blue skies, resting on white clouds, wearing a white tee with all whites and a white fitted hat that reads free. Those never seen themselves wearing that same outfit on a stage or a platform, mic or no mic, only because they never seen themselves. But if you can see yourself, you'll free yourself. Instead of ripping your hood, you put on a hoodie, write a poem, and make a movement. Cause once you see somebody give you their heart, souls are moving. And it don't cost that much to do it. Just go down to the dollar store, get a pack of pens and a composition notebook for $2 and some change for a chance to change somebody's life. In that moment, it's priceless. And this is for me. Ever since I was a fetus in Pearl Reaver's womb, visualizing this day, hoping someone write a poem to inspire me, to write a poem to inspire change in somebody's life, screaming for it to come out, cause the only outlet is this poetry. When you feel like a penguin without a heart song, till you move your happy feet to the beats and the rhymes, the hopes of having another day, till you write a poem in every debt notification and every bill, till the world knows that you only owe them the sincerity of your words. And yeah, early in life, you may thought poetry was boring, but it take you going to some things, putting it down on paper that you're going through some things to make it all worthwhile. And your poets, or we may feel like our poems are worth millions, but until someone give you the last $5 to purchase your CD, despite them being a paycheck away from being homeless, that moment is priceless.
Now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Listen, you hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Tana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We're about to go ahead and slide into the next round of the Lyrical Cypher. And we got Ms. Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, Tana.
Hey.
Okay.
It was misconception to the rule.
I hear. Misconceptions. Okay, so. You know how you used to listen to that old school music? And you listen to this new school music now, and you'd be like, well, what the? Is they saying? Well, this one is called Old School Rhythm and Blues.
All right.
Here goes. This still reminds me of some old school R&B style love. When your love told you how they felt before telling you what they wanted, like Love Train and Come On and Go With Me, just to see your smile, and telling them that they were once, twice, three times a lady, where a woman felt good because she was in her, when a woman felt good because she was her man's starship, where a man knew from his lady that this, if this world were hers, she would give him anything, where it was okay to just wait a while. Back then, it was nothing to say, baby, I adore you, or baby, let me be your angel. That's when couples used to hear a certain slow jam, then you hear a whisper in your ear that would get you in the mood to get in between the sheets and look into each other's arm, into each other's eyes in unison and say, baby, come to me, my tender love, because tonight is the night. I just want to get next to you. Oh, yeah, this takes me back to the good old days when you asked how deep is your love, and it wasn't a right or a wrong way to love. You knew what was about to go down. New school has nothing on old school. Music back then had meaning. When you were mad, you listened to Get Off My Mountain and acted like you had no pain, no gain. And when you were happy and feeling good, love and happiness for the good times played loud and clear. So on any given day, whether I'm cleaning, chilling, or rolling down the highway, I take my old school over that crap they play nowadays. So let's take it back to them old school days, for they were always and forever be better days. That's it.
Oh, shoot. I can dig it, girl. That was hot.
I said, let me. I was sitting here cleaning the other day, and I was just like, half the mess they play on the radio nowadays, I don't understand nothing they be saying. And, you know, it's just like, it goes in one ear and it goes out, and goes in one ear and goes out the other. And I'm like, okay, you don't have no connection to the song. But you put on some Betty Wright or some Al Green or some Luther, and you be around here and you done cleaned up your whole house and probably changed it around two times, and, you know, and you felt good, you know? And that's when I said, okay, let me write something.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I love
old
it.
School versus new school.
Oh, yeah. That was hot.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, keep writing, lady. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I will. I will.
All right. Everybody, it was Ms. Nikki in the building. And we got one more call on the line. We got Carlos. What's up, Carlos? What you got for us?
Man, China, I wanted to read it, man, but I can't get it up right now. For some reason, I can't get nothing to come up on my phone right now. And I got it in my phone, and I can't get it to come up. And I can't read it.
Okay. It's all good.
I don't know. I'm having technical difficulties, and I wanted to share that, but sorry.
Are you good? I do want to share something with you. I do want to share something with you. Yesterday made 5 years we've been doing Lyrical Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? I just want to say yesterday was our fifth year anniversary show. Yep, I didn't mean like we've been doing this thing. Like I've had the Lyrical Cypher for 5 years, and yesterday made 5 years. So I'm just thankful, and I just wanted to share that with you because I know you've been out here a couple of years. But
wow, that's awesome.
Thank you. I'm thankful first and foremost to God, and I appreciate the opportunity to do this and to be a vessel, and I appreciate you guys. So,
hey man, I appreciate you, man. You just, as long as you keep doing your thing, you're gonna keep reaching your people, and you're gonna keep, and it's gonna be around. Through the ups and the downs of it, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have 100 callers, sometimes you might not have but two, but.
Exactly.
The two that call in is the two that that's meant for. That's
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So,
I'm gonna give you the same show. I got people texting me who are listening via web, but y'all my live callers. I got people listening right now, but that you still being heard, even though if it seems like it's just us, it's not just us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just us as far as who's talking, but they ain't who listening. You know what I'm saying? So I do appreciate that because y'all still touching lives.
Well, that's what I'm about, man. I gotta correct some of the mistakes that I made in my life, man. I can't pay for everything that I've done. I need to try to fix some of those.
Man, just starting here today.
That's right. Huh?
Yeah. I said just starting today, you know, like just you can't go backwards. You gotta move forward.
Of course, that's it. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. And guess what? I will not lose.
You better say that.
I will not lose.
Are you coming to the show?
China, if I'm here, if I'm still here, I will be there. Of course I will be there. But at the same time, it's like I got to get back to Cali because I got business to take care of over there and stuff also. But if I'm here, I will be there. But it's like I might be leaving that day or the next day. You know what I'm saying? If I'm here, I will be there. But I got to see exactly what day I'm leaving. But if I'm here, most definitely I'll be there. I will not miss it. Of course, I won't miss it if I'm here.
And it is Thanksgiving.
I would love
weekend.
To be there, but
I'm
ready to get home. I'm ready to get back to Cali, but then again, I would love to be there also, man. So I need me a clone.
So you got to do what you got to do.
I need me a clone.
Yeah,
I can
still do.
Two of me.
Are you crazy? Well, look, I'm proud of you going back to Cali. He's going back to Cali.
Back to Cali.
That's what's up. Well, look, I'm actually about to shut it down in a couple of minutes. Do you want to do a freestyle in honor of truth?
Man, come on. You put me on the spot like that right there. Rah! Oh, man. Man, truth. Honor truth. Man, I don't know. I'll say something. I'll say something. Y'all know my story.
All right.
I tell you I will not lose. And you don't have to lose. You don't have to lose either. It's just the choices that you choose. If you choose the right thing, you're going to come out on top. And I'm going to tell you just like this. You'll make it if you just don't stop. That's that, man. That's,
what?
I'm, not,
I'm so proud of you. I closed my eyes. I was praying for you while you was doing that. How about truth? Help him out.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was listening here. When you played this track earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times when I be sitting around writing, man, it's like just because his name is Truth. And when I be writing, and you know what I'm saying, and a lot of the stories I'm telling is you know what I'm saying, it's like the true stories and stuff, man. So, you know what I'm saying, Truth is always there with me right now, because, and he's telling me to keep it true, keep things, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Keep it true. And as long as you live by the truth and you stay truthful, then that's what God intended for us, man. Righteousness and
that's
truthfulness,
right,
man. So, yo, mm-hmm. I can respect the Lord just by his name, Truth, man. So. Yeah.
I can dig it, man. And it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, you stay on the line. I'm about to go ahead and shut it down. I'm going to play another track, which is actually by Truth. I'm going to get Truth to close us out. And just drop a few nuggets, everybody. Thank you so much, Carlos. I call DMX to close you for calling in and all your support. And just to let everybody know who may or may not have heard, on November 12, 2013, Tell Me I Can Radio, we were a part of Tell Me I Can Radio, and we started the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And we branched off to do our own thing with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, and we have continued to flourish for 5 years now. And yesterday made 5 years. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening throughout the years. Everybody's listening via web. I cannot see you, but I do appreciate the text messages, the inboxing, chatting with me. Just let me know you're on the line and you're feeling inspired by the artists that we have on. I know we have less callers than we do have people who listen. But the people who listen via web, we do appreciate you. I appreciate all that you do. And I thank you for the love and spreading the word. And just my inspirational nugget tonight would be support one another. In any facet of your life, support one another. Support is an amazing thing to do, like to naturally support, not to do it out of a sense of obligation, but to do it out of love. Support out of love. Support a person's dreams, their abilities, their gifts. And keep pushing people to be the better version of themselves, the love and support you give. You might not be able to understand why God gave them that dream, but just know the same way he gave them a dream, he gave you one too, and support them. And please don't mock another person for their dreams or their visions, or you can't see the way they see it, or you can't do it the way they're going to do it. It's because you're not them and we're not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not you and you're not me. So I have my own vision, you have yours, but I really believe that if we support one another and support one another's vision, it will all come to pass, and you'll have peace of mind that surpasses your understanding if you just step outside of your own box and support somebody, you know, support someone else's dream, and support yours as well, support you. First and foremost, support you first and believe in you. And that's all I have to say for tonight. And I'll also say with the track that I'm going to play tonight, I'm just going to play it like this. This is from Truth.
Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent. All ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within one second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide, seek and yeek prosperity. Don't run, don't hide. Rah.
You guys have a wonderful night tonight. Be blessed.